All right, everyone, we are back. This is another edition of Inside City Limits. We have the crew here, myself, Mike, Jack, and Trevor. We are going to be previewing the upcoming Sunday night match against Columbus. We will hit on some updates from the training ground. We'll preview the match. We will talk about our predicted starting 11. First, guys, I kind of just wanted to go around and see what the vibes are after last weekend against the team who shall not be named. Are we feeling any more confidence? Are we feeling good? We're not feeling good. What do we think?
Always darkest before the dawn.
I'm feeling less confident after that game, but I don't think it can get any worse. So you can only go up from here.
I'm thinking that City backed themselves into a really, really tough spot here. I mean, that was the one you were supposed to go out and win, and now we've got a tough few games ahead of us, but I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful that we'll score some goals.
I did see reports that some of the team members were apologizing to the fan base at the game against the team from the other side of the state for,
really?
I guess, a lack of effort. You might light a fire under him. I hope it lights a fire under him.
They should write me a letter personally apologizing for me having to sit through that and watch.
I didn't know that. That's kind of crazy. But I like that they're taking some accountability. We talked last week about Yarrow's comments at the presser. I kind of like that they're at least saying that it's on us a little bit. I don't know if that's going to change anything, but it's nice to hear. All right, fellas. Well, I will at least get us started on the updates from training. This is from my BFF, Matt Baker. He's a great follow on Twitter if you don't follow him already. He goes to all the training, so he's pretty tapped in and usually reports live on what he's seeing. First off, we had Berkey was on the field with the goalies. He didn't join when they took like live drills in net, but he is making some progress. I think they tweeted out some training pictures of him with the cast on, so it's great to see him making some positive progress. And I know what does Foot Mob always say, late April, early April, whatever, but hopefully we'll see him back sooner rather than later.
It was looking like he was right on schedule.
Yeah, it says late April, but that'd be huge to get him back. Just a morale boost for the team. They really need
it. What was the initial? Was it 4 to 6?
Yeah, weeks? 4 to 6 weeks.
Yeah, so it seems like if he's already starting drills, it seems like he's right.
Need to get that cast off though. If they were seeing a cast on him, as soon as that comes off, I'm sure he'll still have some recovery to go through there. But Lund's been fine since. Really, it's the team in front of him that need to start playing better, but that'd be huge to get him back.
You know, I think we just need to have Matt Baker on the show here at some point.
yeah,
Cole, send him a text. Send him a text. Tell him come on.
We follow each other on X. You know, I could maybe send a feeler out there.
Slide on in those DMs, man.
You don't have his number? I thought you guys were BFFs.
You said BFFs.
We're not that close. I've said what's up to him at the press conference before.
So welcome back.
Yeah, so you like to lie to us. Cool.
I knew that if I didn't say something that you guys would give me shit because he's always my inside source. Also, none of you guys are on social media, so if I didn't put this in, you would have zero idea.
Another lie. I have a Snapchat.
I know who Matt Baker is.
That Snapchat getting live updates on City content, Trevor?
I don't know. I'm not on it often. Maybe.
Maybe. I mean, but yeah, BFF Matt Baker, Berkey's on the field. He, like we said, no drills, but he's getting there. That's positive. Totland was with the team. To be honest, I don't know what this means for small-sided drills. And then he moved on to solo training afterwards. So,
well, it's not large-sided drills. They're small ones. So,
yeah, that's great. Any other insights, Mike, Trevor?
I mean, that's who Jack said we're missing the most. So you love to see him get going, especially it ended up being a hamstring, right?
I believe it was.
So. Yeah.
Especially with his hammy. You love to see him getting going already. That to me feels like a couple weeks.
Yeah, and small sided drills are like 3v3s, 5v5s, like
tight spaces.
Yeah, tight spaces, like smaller playing area. So you have like a whole bunch of like frequent touches, like tiki-taka stuff, kind of like you see when they're warming up before the game and they're doing like keep away, stuff like that.
We also, he included that Horn and Reed are running. I don't know. It said Horn was including sprints. I think we might see him maybe on the bench at least this weekend, which is good. Reed, I think, is one. I know we talked about him last episode. The more that I think about it, I know we haven't seen him a whole lot. I think that he would do really well in this system if he could maybe acclimate to, you know, the wing aspect of the formations, but I think he would be great to see out there too.
Yeah, you would. You'd love to see him take that left wing back spot so we can have more volume in the middle, in my opinion.
Kind of like when they went like 3-4-3 and had Wallum up top with Hartel and whoever was that striker. I can't remember.
Yeah, and we had Hebert running that left side.
I mean, Hebert's going to star wherever you put him.
Before we get into the Hebert glazing from Jack, it does say Horn's actually in early May per Foot Mob. Dirk in early June with a ligament injury, so it's not as bad as I was thinking at first, but still a while. And then Reed says mid-April. We're getting close. So, but yeah, Horn's still a couple weeks away. A little bit over a couple weeks.
Okay, so I was just way off on that. Did you ever think that his running did include sprints, though? Which is a good thing?
Is that what it said? Oh, no, no. You do have to sprint in soccer. Maybe not Horn. He seems to freaking slack off the whole time.
Yeah, and sprinting's a little harder on the legs than jogging.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, wow, yes.
That might be worth a Google, though. We don't know.
Might need to fact check that statement.
I'll look.
Alm took the side field for some running and some solo drills, so he's also making his way back. I can't even remember the last time we saw him play, but it'll be good to see.
And it sounds like he's still a month out if he's not even joining the team. Like Scotland and Berkey were with the team for some drills, but it sounds like we still got a while on Alm.
To be honest, I know that he'll bring a lot of speed to the attack. I think the real big thing for him is just balancing the left and the right-hand side. Just if you get Totland and Alm back on that right wing to where you don't have to always go up through the left with Wallum or Hebert, whoever's at that left back, and Acelio or somebody, like it'll be nice to be able to attack from both sides of the field. Because I saw some data graphs on X, and that right side was terrible last weekend.
We last saw October 19th of last year against Minnesota United.
God. Okay. Well, he, like we said, he's probably out for a little while. No Nilsson, Leuven, or Durkin, which I think we all kind of expected all of those. It was kind of a weird quote from Olaf on the Nilsson injury. He said that it doesn't seem so serious, but that they also aren't sure what's wrong yet. I don't know how both of those can be true.
Oh, gosh. Has anybody found a timetable on Leuven's return? Has he addressed the media or anything?
I don't think so.
Yeah. I don't think we've heard anything from him.
I would like to know. I know he's got a lot going on and stuff, but it would be nice to know a timetable. We really need Leuven in the midfield there. And, you know, that's the least of our worries probably right now compared to the other issues, especially scoring goals. But definitely having him anchor the middle there helps our team as a whole.
They said they're going to give him as long as he needs. So,
honestly, Nilsson's knee might be a medical enigma at this point. If the doctors don't even know what's wrong with it.
Aren't sure what is wrong yet. Nilsson is still in pain and missed training on the 8th.
That's the part that worries me is it's been almost a week and he's still in pain.
Did they ask him if he's ever not in pain? You know, I mean, maybe it's not too weird.
That he's just an enigma, and that should be our nickname for him on this podcast, is the enigma. Whether that's a good or a bad enigma, who's to say?
Bad so far.
Sounds like Jack has made up his mind about that one.
You guys are the worst. The other Olaf comment was, I'm hoping he's going to be ready for this weekend, but we will have to wait and see. Which means that he probably won't be ready for this weekend.
But I mean, hey, if the coach thinks that there's a chance he could be ready this weekend, that's good. That means it's most likely not a long-term injury. And I know Trevor Michael there likes to hate on most of our defenders, included. But
yeah, just Trevor and Mike.
At this point, we're down, you know, 20% of our roster. So any chance we can keep anybody is a great thing. especially a defender as good as Nilsson.
So that's a wild statement.
A defender as good as Nilsson?
Just last week, we were talking about Baumgartel, and you said, are we sure Baumgartel's on the team?
Nilsson's played.
There's some hate.
But you're saying that me and Trevor are the haters of other center backs. That's a wild statement.
It's different. I was genuinely curious. Is Baumgartel on the team?
Baumgartel has also played this year.
He played striker like two games ago. Or was that last game?
Two games ago.
Yeah, so he's on the team. We just haven't seen him much at defense. And I'm not.
Maybe I forgot. You know, we never see him.
Yeah. I was going to say I'm not a hater, but I do like the hate. It's pretty fun.
There's just so many random hatreds on this podcast. Like,
name one.
Jack hates Becher. He hates Baumgartel for no reason.
Sound like a lot of hate coming from Jack.
If we went through them, 80% of them would be Jack.
I'm not hating on Baumgartel. I was just genuinely curious if he was still on the team.
It was That's definitely not true.
We got Trevor
We had that situation a couple years ago when we quote unquote signed a player.
I said I was sorry to Wallum, and I like Wallum now. I'm a Wallum truther.
That's not fair. I openly apologize to Becher.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want Becher to start this week?
Well, no. I want Klaus to start. Klaus played great.
Hey, Trevor, do you want Wallum to start this week?
I do want Wallum to start. He's very good.
Our best player last week.
Okay, second best player. I think it's funny to say that Betcher's not been good. I don't think that's hating.
But you will.
Go back to Denmark.
I believe your exact quote was, ship him back to Denmark.
Two more months.
So Nilsson's not playing. That direct quote is
definitely true. Yeah, he's not playing.
I feel like you guys are making that up.
I'm hoping he's going to be ready for this weekend, but we have to wait and see. That just doesn't sound good to me.
There will not be Nilsson, maybe as a sub.
Yeah, I was going to say, he won't start for sure.
I don't think he'll be playing. He won't be on the sheet. He might have an empty spot again.
Hey, I just want to point a side note. If you Google Rasmus Alm, the second picture is Leuven. It's not Alm. It's just Leuven's headshot from the first season.
Speaking of Leuven,
it really is. That's so crazy.
I'm just going to take your word for it.
Speaking of Leuven, before we get to the match preview, and since we're on the topic of Jack being a hater, it might not have been Jack. This might have been a problem. But I remember last week there was a couple of murmurs that were like, we don't miss Leuven as much as we miss Totland, and it kind of felt like a little Leuven hate.
I didn't say that we don't miss Leuven. I just said that we miss Totland more than anybody else because Morales has played great in Leuven's role.
Yeah, I was going to say, if anything, that's a compliment to Morales.
Well, Leuven also is the last one to score our goal from like
all of us would agree if we could have any player right now, it'd be Leuven.
I agree with that.
Turkey.
I'd rather have Totland. Okay. If I could have one player to just take off the injury list, as long as Kyle Hebert's not on there, it's going to be Totland.
Oh, Christ.
So it sounds like we don't agree at all because we had three different answers.
No, me and Trevor agreed.
Yeah, Leuven. What's Berkey going to do when we keep scoring zero goals?
Berkey bombs, you never know.
Yeah.
You
get a hold of one, you could poke it.
All right, we will move on to the match preview. Sunday night, 6 p.m. kickoff. City are facing Columbus, who is first in the Eastern Conference. They are undefeated. They have not lost this season. A couple draws here and there, but they've got 15 points from 7 games and a goal differential of 5. 10 goals for, 5 goals against. I don't know if we want to go like round robin here. Yeah, must be nice. Maybe talk about how we're feeling, you know, vibes going into it. I don't know. We'll get to the predictions later. I'm feeling a little grim about our chances on Sunday.
As a Columbus fan or as a City fan?
I'm not a Columbus fan. I am a City fan.
I guess we'll see when we do our match predictions.
That seems a little unfair, but yeah, we'll talk about it later in the match predictions.
I don't feel good. I mean, at least it's a home game, right? And it's Sunday night soccer. It'll be nice to be on the big stage. Unfortunately, we're going against the number one team in the East and a team that's been good for what, the last 3 to 5 years, just always up there in the East standings. And yeah, so I don't feel good about the game, but it is nice to have Sunday night soccer in St. Louis.
Literally unbeaten. They have not lost this year.
Till Sunday.
Till Sunday, I agree. So not all of us agree, but I agree.
Don't spoil the segment.
Yeah. I was a decent fan of AZ. You know, he definitely had, I swear. You're yelling at Carnell to take him off, but I thought he did all right.
Jack, how did you feel about AZ? I can't remember. I can't recall.
I was an AZ lover. I thought he played great. You know, I thought he was nice, and he really gave us that quick step that you know, you kind of see Celio give us now. So I was sad to see him go. Just, I would say
he's lying.
Yes,
I do have something to pick at. It doesn't have to do with AZ. It's more pointed towards the MLS. When you go to their website and you look at their standings, it's win, loss, tie. It should be win, tie, loss. Whoever puts it win, loss, tie? That's so stupid.
I do in every match prep that we do.
They do that in the NHL too, don't they?
Yeah, they do in the NHL or the NFL, but this is soccer. Football.
Doesn't every club or every league do it that way?
No, I don't think so. And if they do, they should all change it.
You check the Premier League website right now.
I definitely disagree. I think win, loss, draw makes more sense.
No, you should have all the where you're getting your points from should be your first two columns.
The Premier League website has a win, draw, loss,
as it should be, because you should have the where you're actually getting your points from should be front and center.
Jack, I don't think you're a real snob.
It's not crazy to say.
That is Euro snob behavior, it sounds like.
Yeah, I will wear that badge for this specific problem.
I liked AZ. I definitely think he had a lot of talent, and it was just kind of, you know, last year the whole season was kind of an issue, and I think a lot of players got criticism, and the coaching got criticism, and I think that's why ultimately he got shipped out. But I liked AZ. I thought he brought a decent amount of offense. And last year, he just wasn't producing on the score sheet. But nobody was, kind of like the last three games of this season.
Columbus did make a deal this week. They signed Daniel Gosdag. I'm going to guess that's how you pronounce the last name. 29-year-old attacking mid from Philly. He had 14-plus goals the last three seasons. 59 goals and 20 assists in MLS play. Sounds like the player that we could use to maybe bring some offense, but that's neither here nor there. So I'm hoping that that's too short of a window that he would see the field this weekend, but I don't really know.
I'm pretty sure in our Philly preview, we were celebrating that he wasn't there. I believe he was on international duty when we played Philly, and we were stoked that he was not in the squad.
I saw a lot of people saying that it was like a great deal for Columbus and that he's very good. And I was like, yeah, that's perfect timing for us.
We had all that luck early on. Now it's coming back around.
Their manager, also Wilfred Nancy, he's tied for the best winning percentage in MLS history in his first 75 matches at 660. I think they just played their last game and beat, was it Vancouver? Who'd they just play? They beat somebody like 2-1. Now their manager's good. They're signing good players. They're undefeated, and they're actually, I don't want to get into that because it's going into predictions.
I think Montreal,
not Vancouver, different Canadian team. But I think it's gonna be tough this weekend.
It was also their manager's birthday yesterday.
So is Jack the Columbus fan now? I didn't remember his birthday.
Did Jack?
I apologize for doing my research. You know, I just did my research and I remembered it was yesterday.
Okay. Yeah, you remembered. You just
happy 73rd birthday.
We have only one similar opponent, I think, which is San Diego.
Ooh.
They 1-1 draw versus San Diego. We 0-0 draw versus San Diego. Okay. That could be seen as encouraging.
A little bit. What's not encouraging are our goals for and goals against this season. We have only scored 4 goals. It's great that we've only given up 4, but that is a dead even differential. Only 8 points from 7 games. And I think we mentioned it earlier, the last goal that we've seen hit the back of the net was Leuven's free kick. Haven't scored in 3 straight games over 344 minutes.
I do want to say, and this is more towards the last point, I just couldn't fit it in. According to what I saw, it's Brianna McKay. I'm sorry if I'm pronouncing that wrong. Guys that was at training yesterday with Columbus.
So we might see him off the bench most, like if we see him at all.
Yeah.
I would assume it would be a sub in, yeah.
He also seems like a good enough player, is like almost a plug and play.
So he might be in trouble.
I believe if there's a part of City I believe in, it's the defense.
Yeah.
I know you just said 344 since our last goal. How long since our last goal from open play? Because Leuven was a free kick.
Ooh, that's a good one. Would have been against...
We scored LA against LA, 84th minute for
Simon Bedger. At 6-ish minutes.
So you have to have the full 90 or another 15 for Leuven. Because Leuven scored in the 15th, so it'd have to be the whole Seattle game.
Yeah.
So 21 extra minutes. So getting near 400 without... I mean, getting near 400 with both, but...
That's fun. I love these very fun facts that we're bringing. It really spices up this match preview. It's very exciting.
The Pedro goal was a keeper assist check. I don't know if you remember that. It's so long ago.
Any way Pedro could score...
Here we go.
Got to put it on a silver platter for him to score. Let's just try Hebert out at striker.
Anybody got any uplifting facts about City offense this week?
Hopefully Ostrak and Pompeo start.
Other than we did look much better last week.
All right, we should add some goals.
Yeah, we definitely should have scored something. I think Klaus needs to be out there, but we'll go over that later, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, Wallums was... an inch or two from bouncing in instead of out. Wallum had a couple good chances. Hartel had a good chance. I mean, the most encouraging thing I could say is it looks like we're due. And maybe this will be like the dam breaks game.
Against a winless team who is probably going to contend for a title.
The Blues had a 5% chance to make the playoffs before the break. You know, anything can happen. We see it all the time. St. Louis sports.
Also, I think I said winless. They're definitely undefeated, not winless, but whatever.
We were undefeated, so we played Philly.
How many games ago was that?
I mean, we've lost 3 in a row, but before those 3,
you slipped that at the end. That doesn't sound as bad.
I'm just saying, undefeated teams lose all the time.
Yeah, it's not like Columbus can be an invincible season. Someone want to write that down in case Columbus does have an invincible season?
Yeah, let me write that down real quick.
Okay, after we get that on record officially, do we have any other thoughts? Do we want to go ahead and move into the lineup game?
Yes, because we always disagree about the lineup. So
I will give you another fun fact about City.
Is it a positive one?
It can be taken as a positive.
I don't know if I want to hear it.
So it sounds like no.
3 of our next 5 games are against 1-2-3 in the supporter shield.
So that's not positive at all.
That'd be taken as positive. It's like we're getting out of the way now.
Battle tested, man. That's what it's going to be.
Battle tested with L's in the
contest. We lost to literally the worst team in the
probably the worst franchise. Like,
I don't know. Have you ever heard of Montreal?
They'll talk about their 20-year-old championships.
I would say you could throw in Sporting KC with like...
Dude, honestly, if they were still called the Wiz, they shouldn't get to keep the trophies.
With like the Royals?
The Royals have won something in the last like 20 years. I would say they're on like Washington Wizards level.
Well, the Washington Wizards have won that lately.
All right.
Yeah, they won in the 70s.
Oh,
all right.
They didn't even have cars back then.
Are we all thinking Lunt and Gold this week?
Yes.
Let's move on from that.
I'm gonna go. What formation are we going with here?
Yeah, that's what I wanted to ask first.
I don't know. They might be a four and a back. Yeah.
A 3-5-1 kind of how it felt like last week.
I don't know. Okay. Like if you think of Nielsen being out, if we're moving past Lunt, I think you go with Kessler, Yarrow in the middle, Hebert on the left.
Oh, you're skipping ahead.
Are we still on Lunt?
Well, we're trying to decide what formation.
That's what I'm saying. I think they're going with the four.
You started naming players.
Because I was given the four I had in the back.
We just want to hear the numbers at this point.
Four in the back.
So 4-4-2?
Yeah.
Or like a 4-5-1?
No.
Probably. I think it'll be a 3-5-2 or... No, yeah, probably 4-5-1, I think.
Let's just
two strikers.
Yeah, I don't think they'd go two strikers.
Yeah, we didn't hear anything bad about Toy Shirt, so... You can see the Klaus Toy Shirt.
All right, let's just call it a 4-4-2 then.
Okay, simple enough.
Yes.
So Lunt and Goal, guys?
Yes.
Oh, for sure.
So we're only doing two center backs then.
Kessler, Yarrow.
Hebert's got to play out wide. Horn's out. Nielsen's probably out.
Kessler, Yarrow. Maybe Bumgarnell instead of Yarrow, but I see Yarrow.
I don't think Bumgarnell's on the team.
Bumgarnell is on the team.
I think it's going to be Kessler, Yarrow. I'd say that's. And there's something wrong with that. Yarrow's been playing great, and Kessler's been awesome.
No,
I disagree.
I don't know if I want to see Yarrow.
He's been fine.
I want to stress, I would much rather see Kessler Ebert. I think that would be a top 10.
We just don't have a
center back to go in the league. But yeah, we just don't have the people to.
Unless they want to move somebody down. If they're going with four in the back, they could still go with the five.
JGR was on the bench last game.
Yeah, but don't they use. They used him last year more in a Durkin.
Oh, he saw him for 10 minutes last year.
Different coach, different system, too.
That's true.
You could also just put all of our center backs out there.
Winslow was on the bench, too, last game, right?
He was.
I think it'll be Kessler, Yarrow, and your wingbacks are Hebert, Watts.
Yeah, I'm going to have to agree with him on that one.
Oh, don't make me watch another game of Watts on the right.
If it's four at the back, he won't be getting up. He won't be getting up that high up the pitch if it's a four at the back.
Yeah, I'd rather see Zielinski too. But
we'll see him in cup play probably. That'd be a cool start.
It's gonna be a rough watch. I'm telling you right now, Watts on the right, it's not gonna be great.
I think
he's way better in the midfield.
I almost think if we did a 4-4-2, if we could have like I just don't want to see him defensively, but Wallum at the wing back and then Celio at the left mid.
I don't want Wallum in the back line anymore.
I think after these last 2 weeks, you stick Wallum next to Hartel. Especially if we're doing a 4-4-2, that way Celio can still play out on the wing ahead of like a Hebert.
I mean,
I don't know, right?
Hebert's in Wallum. At this point. What's that?
Hebert's in pin. We got Hebert on the back. Hebert's
on the left. I think he's on the left.
That Hebert Wallum Celio triangle might be. You know, I mean, I'm not gonna say they're not gonna spoil my score predictions, but it could be deadly.
I just don't know if Wallum as like a center mid, like he would be if we did like a 3-4-3. I'd have him up there, but. I feel like you can't go anyone other than Hartel and Morales in that center mid area.
You could go with the Ostrock in the middle, but I think they might actually have Ostrock out wide.
If Toy Shirt's not healthy enough to start, I know we didn't hear anything about him, but it could be a bad thing too. You know, you could throw Celio up at the other striker spot. Have Wallen play that left mid.
I'd be fine with it. I don't think they'll make that move, but I'd be fine with that.
I think it just depends on how Twitcher's health is.
Because what if you put wall him out on that left wing, and then if you have Pompeo on that left striker, they can do the same thing they did in Kansas City.
Yep.
That's assuming, you know, you have Hotel and Alistair.
I think they're going to split the midfield in half here on the left. It's going to be Wallum in the middle, Pompeo on the wing, and on the right it's going to be Morales in the middle and Oshrock on the wing.
Then where's Hartel go though?
I think Toichert's going to come off the bench, or it's going to be Hartel and Toichert or Klaus up top.
Have they ever put Hartel up top?
I think Wallum's going out wide.
Have they ever put Hartel at the top?
I could see, I could see a Pompeo on the left, Morales, Hartel in the middle, and then Wallum on the right, and Oshrock be coming off the bench.
I think they would rather throw Oshrock up top than Hartel, is what I'm trying to get at.
I'd agree.
I just think you can't separate Wallum and Celia right now.
I think you have to have Hartel in the middle, though.
Well, I'm saying
in your situation, Jack, they would rather put Oshrock up top before Hartel. Hartel's always just been a center mid.
Yeah, but we also haven't scored a goal in 3 games. Maybe it's time to change it up a little bit.
I know that it's going to get poo-pooed, but I think Wallum is going to be that left wing back. Maybe they go 3 at the back and he pushes up. I think it's going to be Wallum and Celio up the left-hand side, and then that right, I don't know. I guess Watts and
Wallum's on the back line. We're just gonna have to listen to Trevor complain about it for
an hour. Agree, it's gonna be a 3-5-1. However, for the game, we did say it was gonna be a 4-4-2.
Do we want to just switch real quick and go to 3-5-1 and
or 3-5-2?
Yeah, or 3-5-2.
I mean, we make the rules, we might as well.
See, I don't see why I could see it being Kessler, Yarrow, Hebert, center backs, and then Wallum, Watts on the wing backs. And then you have Pompeo.
Then you would have Pompeo, Morales, Hartel.
Yeah.
And then Betcher, or Betcher, Klaus, Toichert, Klaus.
Hopefully.
I would like a Toichert, Klaus. I'd like to see that.
I like Betcher, but. Pairings. Yeah. I want to see those two start.
You like Betcher? Betcher, you like power scoring goals.
He's tied in with 4 other people for the leading score because nobody's scored more than one.
I hate to burst your bubble here, Cole. We are almost tied for the lead in city goals right now.
No,
I'm only back by one.
Morales, Hartel, Celia. Not Oshrock. Oshrock off the bench. And if you're going to come off the bench for anybody, it should be Morales or Celio, depending on... Actually, you know what? Watts. Get Watts out of there. Actually.
The problem is they stick Kessler in the middle, but Kessler is going to need to babysit Watts.
He's going to need to babysit Yarrow.
I'd rather them throw...
Well, he can't do that. He can't really do all of that. He's just a man.
Yarrow's such a weak spot. And this isn't, I'm not trashing Yarrow, but the last couple games he has not played well enough. Would you rather have him behind Watts or Wallum?
I'd rather have him behind Watts. This mythical Bumgarnel that I keep hearing about.
Love a Bumgarnel spot, but I just don't think we're going to see it.
Might as well try some crazy shit this game. It's not like, you know, the odds are in our favor.
I wouldn't mind a Winsel or a JGR just to kind of try them out. See where they fit. See how well they can do. You know what I'm trying to say?
I think.
Yeah, but that's just not happening.
Yeah, I think they just don't have any fitness. I'd think it'd be like a sub on in the second half, if anything.
I mean, I'd rather see Winsel out there than Yarrow. I thought Winsel played pretty well last year.
So we have 3-5-2, Lunt. With Kessler, Yarrow, Hebert at the center back spots, Watts and Wallum out wide in the midfield with Morales, Hartel, and Celio, and then rounding it out up top with Klaus, Toichert. We all kind of agree on that, or is there anywhere that we're not locked in on?
That's definitely what I want to see, but I think he's going to put Betcher out there.
Dude, give me a Zielinski instead of Watts.
I like that lineup. I'd be happy with that one, but I don't know if we get it. So, I mean, we've lost three in a row. We're going up against the number one team. Let's switch it up a little bit. But unfortunately, I don't know, bad memories of Carnell doing this all the time, where we'd kind of just roll out the same people all the time, even if it wasn't working. Hopefully it changes, though.
Honestly, any lineup that has Celio and Wallum in a spot where they can work off each other, sign me up for it.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I agree.
If that lineup card drops, and there's no Celio and Wallum, or one of them's left off, I'm gonna crash out.
Absolutely. All right, boys. Well, we can move on to the city limits guessing game. I guess is the word that we've set, or the word
grudge match.
The title that we've settled on. I think that I should probably,
if you would like to sponsor it, of course.
Yeah,
can we have Trevor announce the points, current standings?
Yeah, yeah, Trevor, go ahead.
I think my mic's not working. Hold on, guys.
Oh, we can hear you fine.
No,
your picks aren't working. That's crazy.
I think I'm cutting out. You might just have to cut me out.
We can hear you guys.
Oh, you're good. Go ahead.
Yeah. All right. Well, no points given out last week. Jack in the lead with 3 points. Only 3 points. She's not ready.
I can smell that Ebert sign jersey. What was the last thing you got a point for? A no goal scorer against Philadelphia.
See, that should be
such a hater pick.
I would rather have 0 points the whole year and guess City's going to win the whole time. All right. Hey, hold on. I'd rather have 0 points and guess City and a City goal scorer than have the most points guessing that the other team's going to win.
Okay, you saying that, do you want to give us your prediction real quick? Because I'm looking at it. You said you'd rather get 0 points and guess a City win.
Save me for last in case anybody listening, they might forget I said that. Okay, I'll go first. I think it's going to be a 1-1 draw. We finally get that goal that we've been missing for 350 minutes. Yeah. Man of the match, though, Celio. Celio's my goal scorer. He's going to get us on the board. But I do have us conceding one goal. I just think the defense is injured and a little shaky the last couple games. And the Crew are a good team, so I think they get on the board. And it's a 1-1 draw. We get a point. And we just got to tread water till we get some of our players back.
We did have a couple live edits from Jack, if you want to go next.
Crazy. The live editing is crazy.
I'm talking myself into this, and I do it every week. I got a 2-1 City win with a Klaus man of the match because Klaus is scoring a brace, and both goals are going to be after the 75th minute.
I'm going to be bitching for 75 minutes, I'll tell you that.
We're going to be so happy and so excited because we're going to see not one, two Joao Klaus bangers.
We're not giving extra points for his post 75th minute, right? That's kind of a broad thing.
Maybe you should predict.
If he gets a brace in 15 minutes late in the game, I think I should get 20
if
points.
If he scores two goals after the 75th, I'd give him a point for that.
No.
I think that it should be like you guess the minute exactly, and if you hit one of those, you get a point.
Because if I said wall in second half, I'm not getting extra points.
You know, you three combined have the same amount of points as me. Maybe I should be the one making the rules.
One of us isn't pulling their weight.
Yeah, Cole. I think if you guess that the minute on somebody's goal, you should get like 5 points because that's crazy.
No, I think just an extra point's fine.
But
Trevor, you're wrong.
I think City's going to find it. They're going to finally get it, and it's going to be a glorious day, a glorious Sunday night in St. Louis.
Trevor, are you saying that Celio is going to get man of the match in the 55th minute?
No, his goal. Oh, hold on. I typed it in the wrong spot.
No, his goal.
His goal. I mean, when is that fan vote? That's usually like the 80th.
Not the 55th minute.
All right. I'm changing it.
So we're saying that we haven't scored in almost 400 minutes from a live action goal, and it's not only going to be two goals in 15 minutes, but it's going to be from Klaus, who has.
It doesn't have to be live action; they could both be penalty kicks. We don't know.
I got some bad news. The penalty? Klaus is not going to be on the pitch in the 75th minute.
Yeah, if he starts.
I trust Klaus over Teuchert to take the penalty, or Hartel.
No, this is Hartel. I think Hartel.
Hartel's taking over Leuven. It's Hartel.
Everything I don't Leuven trust Teuchert, though. Hartel will. Didn't Teuchert miss his last year? Didn't he have one he missed?
I have no idea, honestly.
Might have been a couple. He hit it real soft. One of the 19 shots we take in game is going to go in. I don't think it's crazy to assume two of them are going in.
That's one. That was my damn breaking metaphor. It's going to happen this game. That's why I got 2-0 City, because I believe in our defense. Thomas ain't getting one. Rossi, who? I got Wallum as my man of the match, and I got Wallum. Putting one away, should have had one last week. It's going to happen this week.
I, on the other hand, had a 1-0 loss for City. I have no one, obviously, for the goal scoring. I don't think that we're going to score. I did a poll on our pod account at ICL Pod, by the way. If anyone's still listening, go follow it. On the Twitter machine. It only had 19 votes, so we're not really getting a big survey size.
I was gonna vote, I forgot I didn't have a Twitter.
Yeah, that's very interesting.
So I couldn't vote.
63% vote no. If we're gonna score against Columbus, so I'm gonna go with Columbus the people. It's the people's vote. 1-0. We are gonna give up one goal, just one, because the defense is great. I picked Rossi because he's their leading scorer, and I didn't know who else to pick. No City goal scorers, and we aren't going to score for the fourth straight game.
Pretty sad.
And you're trying to frame me as the hater. That's the crazy part.
Is your jersey going to come in time?
A part of me is hoping it's just a reverse jinx. You know, we always predict that City's going to win.
Oh,
and they've been shit in the bed recently.
Was it Columbus who had those Charlie Brown jerseys last year?
Yeah.
Those are actually pretty nice. I'm not going to lie.
So us predicting a win when they beat Galaxy 3-0 meant nothing?
Okay, the one time, maybe that in Seattle, I don't know. Okay, well, all I'm saying is I'm not a Columbus fan. Am I going to go see them play in Nashville in June when I'm in there for a work conference? Probably.
Two Columbus games in one season.
Oh, my goodness.
But I'm not a Columbus fan. I don't want them to win, but I think they're going to win 1-0.
Hey, Trevor, who usually predicts Columbus to win? What kind of people do you think?
Probably Columbus fans.
Realistic
That's
people?
What I was thinking.
Probably realistic people? You guys need me to say it one more time? Realistic people?
Anyway.
I have nothing to say.
Anyway. Anyway, it sounds like that might do it for us here at Inside City Limits. We will be back with you guys on maybe Monday morning, maybe Tuesday morning, depending on when we record our recap. Actually, it will be Tuesday morning because, well, I don't know. Have we talked about that? When are we going to record?
It'll be a Tuesday. Got the Masters and City on Sunday.
Ooh, yeah. I forgot about the Masters. Okay, so we will see you guys on Tuesday morning with a Columbus recap. Maybe a tiny sprinkle of Masters talk. But until then, go follow us on the Twitter machine at ICL Pod, C Sutton City on Twitter. And as always, let's go City.